Good morning, and welcome to The Mental Breakdown. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
And I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And on today's podcast, we're going to talk about ways to help you prepare for holiday guests. So Christmas is just a week away. Can you believe it?
The year has gone by so fast.
And so on today's podcast, we're going to talk about how to get ready, because this week, most schools, not all schools, but a lot of schools, I guess most colleges and things like that, let out last week. So
right.
This past week was the last week for most schools and everything. So Everybody's going to be, you know, returning home, coming back for the holidays. And so we're going to talk about some strategies, or at least some things for you to think about to prepare for the influx of guests. And whether you have guests coming to your house or you're going to be a guest at someone else's house, we're going to talk about some things to consider for that.
Yes. At visiting time, especially if you live in a place like Southern California or Florida.
Right.
Florida becomes a favorite destination spot during the holidays.
Right.
You can tell because all the tourist places are crowded.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
There are no rental cars.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And
golf
so you,
courses, they're golf full. Course prices have gone way up.
All the prices go up.
Man, they really... Not that I go play golf, but the few times that I did, I knew that, you know, if you're going to go play golf, go in the summer, because
you play golf.
I used to be able to say I have golf clubs, but I don't even have golf clubs anymore.
You don't?
No, okay. I don't know what I did with them.
I didn't know that.
So,
there's that famous song, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Well, Christmas is coming, the guests are coming, the guests are beginning to arrive.
Right.
Some of these guests are family members, some are friends. But there are things you should do to prepare.
Right.
Prepare yourself, prepare for your guests, and prepare your home.
Right.
So that's what we want to talk about today, so that it goes well. We want to reduce stress, and this is one of the ways to do it, is to prepare.
Right. So that is sort of three groups or three perspectives that we have to consider. And so let's start out with, how do you prepare yourself?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So obviously, or of course, this is going to take some preparation. You got to get into the right state of mind if you're going to be the person hosting, and where you're going to have other people coming into town to either stay with you or to visit with you over the holidays. It's going to be really important that you prepare yourself for that adjustment.
And we talked about this last year. What's the first caveat with having guests?
Last year.
We did.
Yeah. I want to know.
You remember?
It was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. But what was the caveat? What's the caveat? If you really aren't excited about having these people, maybe you should not have them.
Right.
If you're dreading their arrival, it's probably not going to get better once they get here.
Yeah. The caveat, the important consideration, preparation, mindset has to be that you got to enter this with enthusiasm.
That's right.
It's going to be work, and it's sort of like when we think about kids doing homework. You know, parents are like, I just want him to sit down and do his homework. Well, he's not really looking forward to doing his homework, so he's not putting a whole lot of effort and energy into it. So when it comes to the holidays, and again, having people over, if you're not really into it, you really need to reconsider those plans.
Right.
You're right. That's the first consideration.
Yeah, there are people we really look forward to seeing at holiday time.
Right.
We get excited, get all kinds of food, and we know it's going to be a great visit, and we really are looking forward to it. There are others, on the other hand, where we don't look forward to it. And those you have to rethink, that maybe you should think about doing something else with all of them, with people you're really not excited about. So that should be your first cue. If you're not excited about having them, please rethink it.
Yeah. And so let's say that you've thought about it and you're thinking, okay, we're going to have people over. They're going to come and stay. The first thing you have to do is consider your schedule.
Right.
You do not want... You want to avoid the tendency to overschedule.
Right.
We have that... You know, when people are in town, we think, okay, we got to do this, we got to do this, we got to do that.
Right.
And we begin to stretch our schedules such that it becomes overwhelming.
Right. And everybody gets exhausted. The kids get tired. Everybody gets cranky. And you can't enjoy yourself. You know, you can't do, you have to go and do things. And then you have to have down a little bit of downtime.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You have to build that in there. And so another part of that is, you know, thinking about some of those activities are going to lead to, you know, perhaps eating together, drinking together, and doing some of those things. And so those activities have an impact that lasts sometimes longer than the activity that's actually scheduled. So, for example, if you're going to go out with some friends and you're going to go out and have a few drinks and you're going to spend time together that way, well, that activity may last longer than you expected. It may, if you drink too much, you know, it's going to have an effect the next morning.
Right.
And so it's really important that you consider those things and build that into your preparation that, you know what, if we go out, I'm going to do this. I'm going to limit myself to that. I'm not going to go to eat at this place because I know if I go eat at that place, it's going to cause this to happen.
That's right.
And so you have to keep in mind all of those things that are happening.
That's right. The holidays introduce more, typically, more alcohol and richer foods.
Right.
And if you're eating an athlete's diet most of the year and then you suddenly switch to this other diet, it is going to have an effect.
Right.
It's going to make you tired. You're going to feel a little bit groggy.
Right.
You're going to be hyperglycemic because you're consuming higher calorie and higher glycemic foods and alcohol.
Right.
And so all of that contributes to fatigue and stress and anxiety. So be careful. Plan carefully what your activities are going to be, including your food and alcohol intake.
And another aspect of that is what food and the amount of time to prepare that food. You know, remember that a lot of the, you know, if you're going to have a big Christmas dinner with the family or you're going to have a big meal that you're going to prepare at home, that takes a lot of time. And sometimes it takes days of preparation. And so, again, you have to build that into your schedule and into your all the other preparations that you're making. Because you can't say, well, we're going to do this, and knowing that that's going to take a couple of days to bake the pies and do everything. But then also schedule in time to go to the mall or time to go do this activity or that activity. You can't do everything.
Right. Yeah, so if you're going to cook a large meal, if you get a frozen turkey, plan on a 3-day thaw.
Right.
You know, it's going to take a couple of days to thaw. If you're going to brine the turkey, that takes another 24 hours. So start planning now to avoid those last-minute catastrophes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Another consideration in preparing yourself for the holiday visits and guests is to try to remember to remain in your own routine.
Right.
You know, if you, you mentioned if you're on a athlete's diet.
Right.
If you are doing some of the other things that we recommend and exercising on a daily basis and engaging in some kind of physical activity routinely throughout the week, you want to make sure that you sustain that.
That's
right. We have this tendency when we have people over, we neglect some of those activities. We say, well, you know, we have somebody over, so I'm not going to go for my, you know, 30-minute walk tonight. No, don't do that. Don't put those things off. You need to continue with those things because that's going to relieve stress. It maintains your routine, and it keeps your body functioning in the way that it's typically functioning.
That's right. Don't get too far off the routine. You already are with alcohol and food. You're
going
to be a little bit off your routine. Your sleep is going to be a little bit off. So maintain those things that you can maintain. I mean, just tell your guests are going to be okay if you say to them, look, we go for a walk every night at 6:30. We'd love for you guys to join us, but we're going to be going out. And so please join us. Or if you belong to a gym, get a couple days of guest passes where people can come with you. So, maintain as much of your routine as you can throughout this holiday period.
Right. And as you said, that also goes for your sleep routine.
That's right.
Now, and so that means going to bed at a reasonable time and getting up at a reasonable time, as consistent with your typical routine as possible.
As you can. That's right.
Again, we have this tendency to sit up and talk until the wee hours, but you still got to get up the next morning and do things.
You're going to wake up about the same time every day. So
right.
If you're staying up later than usual, you're probably going to get up at about the same time.
Right.
You're going to start introducing sleep deprivation.
Exactly.
All of these things, it's going to
create
these
more problems.
Stack up.
Right. Absolutely. The other piece though of this is resting.
Right.
You know, like when I come home from work, or I'm sure most of you, when you come home from work, you there's a little bit of a downtime. It may not be a lot of downtime. It may be, and your downtime may be cooking, or your downtime may be taking a shower or going for your walk or whatever the case may be, you have to still build that into your schedule. Right. You still have to do that because like next week, we're going to have some people that we're going to be visiting with and everything, but I'm still working.
You're still working.
And so if I come home from work after my typical day of work and immediately get back in the car to go to somebody else's house or to immediately go in the car to go do something else with someone, I'm going to become more fatigued. I'm going to get more irritable a little bit earlier, a little bit faster, because I'm not, again, in my routine where I have a little bit of that downtime to sort of reset myself for home time.
That's right. Think of all of these things as a glacier. You know, the snow stacks up until it begins to slide downhill. Mm-hmm. And that's what this does. So it's alcohol, food, sleep, exercise. Those things, if you stack too many of them up, things are going to start to slide out of control.
Right.
So
yeah,
maintain your schedule.
Absolutely. So yeah, all of that is really built under that first thing of maintaining your schedule. You don't, even though, let me say it this way, having people over is going to be a big enough break from routine to have an effect. So the more that you can maintain your typical schedule, your typical expectations, the better, because it's going to mitigate as much of the effect of having guests as possible.
Right. That's okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. So all of that is to help prepare you. And it goes without saying, preparing yourself mentally for having people in your space, in your environment. And so that moves on to our second thing, which is how to prepare for the actual guest. You know, what you prepared yourself. Right. Now, how do you prepare sort of your life, your house for having these other people in the environment? And that's a little bit different. So again, you know, you have your schedule, but you want to, so we talked about maintaining your personal schedule. That's what we were just talking about. For this part, what we're talking about is you want to schedule the activities and the events that you're going to engage your guests in.
Right.
If you want to take them to a event in the community or something, some of the different communities around here, and I'm sure that they are all over the place, they do different things over the course of the next week or two, where they're getting ready for Christmas and then different holiday celebrations, and then with the New Year's and everything. If you're going to schedule that, if you're going to plan to do that, build it into your schedule so that it fits with the other parts of your personal schedule.
That's right. So first you maintain your own schedule as much as you can, your own routines, but then put some planning into it.
Right.
You have to plan. You can't just invite people into your home and leave every day open, because you know what that typically leads to. Well, what do you want to do today? Well, I don't care what we do, or I'd like to do that. Or everybody has a different opinion. If you plan your visit, if your guests are going to be here for 3 days or 5 days, plan each day. Plan some activity each day that keeps everybody on a schedule.
Right.
Okay. And do that ahead of time. You know who your guests are. You know, I'm assuming that you know them well enough to know what they like and what they don't like, what they can tolerate, what they can't tolerate. And so select your activities based on your guests' interests.
Right.
Okay. So you maintain your own schedule. Then you have a schedule that you and your guests are going to do together.
Right.
But you have to build in a little rest time, downtime, you know, especially depending on the age. If you're taking care of elderly, if your guests are elderly parents, that's one schedule. If your guests have young children, that's a very different schedule.
Right. Okay. And that brings us very nicely into the next thing. And that is, you know, if your guests are such that, and as you're thinking about the schedule, you're thinking, there's no way I can fill the time, is just going to be hectic because they have, perhaps they have young kids.
That's right.
That may be a time when you consider suggesting that they stay in a hotel or they stay somewhere else, because it may be that you really are eager and interested and want to have this visit with them, that you want to have this exchange with them. But to be together for 24 hours, that's a completely different level of expectation. That's a commitment that may be too difficult for you to have. And so suggesting to them to stay at a hotel or stay somewhere else may be an ideal approach to that.
And again, it's especially true if you have young children or elderly parents. If you have elderly parents who can't navigate the architecture of your home.
Right.
You know, there are stairs or there are heavy doors. And your parents can't, or your guests can't manage the architecture, then perhaps rather than fussing and worrying and fretting and getting stressed about it, perhaps it's easier if they stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Find a good hotel nearby. And same with children. If your house is no longer childproofed,
right,
and you invite three very young right. children into your house, that's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
So perhaps it's better. We live here in Central Florida, not far from Disney World, and it's much easier with young children to stay somewhere near
right.
Disney World and for us to drive over there.
Right.
It's better for everybody. It really, we've done it both ways, and it's much, much easier for guests to stay there rather than to have them stay in your home.
Right.
Especially if your house is our house is no longer childproof.
Right.
We have, you know, one teenager in our house now, and when we bring young kids into the house, It's very, very difficult.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Set things up so that they work for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So now the next thing is, again, the nice little caveat there is you need to have a conversation with yourself, and you need to accept and sort of create a truce with yourself that, you know, there's going to be some things that are happening over the course of the next couple of weeks or a few days, or however long the guests are going to be there, that I'm not going to have a lot of control over.
Right.
There's going to be some change in your routine. There's going to be some adjustment to the expectations that are
That's
that
right.
we're living by. You have to come to a place where you can accept that.
Yeah, there are going to be interruptions. There
right.
are going to be disruptions. There's going to be stress. There are going to be feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think earlier in the week we talked about the expectation
mm-hmm.
that things are going to happen, unwanted things are going to occur in your life. This is one of those times of the year when unwanted things are likely
right.
to occur.
Right.
So you have to sit down, have a nice long conversation with yourself and say, at least during this holiday season, I'm not going to lose my temper, get angry, get frustrated, take it out on the kids. You know, decide ahead of time that
right.
you're simply not going to do that. That you know that things are going to happen, but you decide ahead of time that you're not going to overreact when these things inevitably arise.
Right. So you're going to have a truce with yourself
right.
to accept those things. Now, if the guests coming to the house are your kids, say your college students, or you know, if you come from a divided home, and so
mm-hmm.
these are your kids that, you know, maybe live primarily with the other parent, and they're going to be there for an extended period of time, and they're usually not there for that long, you're going to need to set up a truce with them as well.
Absolutely.
Because you can't really do that to extended family members. You can't
no.
set
can't
a truce
do it
with
to.
Your parents,
right.
but you can set a truce with your kids. Like, look, you know, this is going to be a challenging time. You're not used to being here for this long. I'm not used to you being here for this
That's
long.
Right.
Very excited about it. Very eager and
mm-hmm.
really looking forward to you being here for, you know, several days in a row or
All
up
right.
to a week. But we need to figure out a way that we're going to make sure that we can make it, that we can,
right.
we're going to survive this time, because it's going to stretch both of you.
Absolutely. Because when kids come home from college, they're still in that college mode.
Right.
They speak like college students,
mm-hmm.
not like choir boys
yeah.
anymore. And they are used to staying up late
mm-hmm.
and sleeping in. And so you have to have a truce. There has to be an agreement, not an imposed truce.
Right.
It really has to be
to
a negotiated. And you sit down and you just say, look, we are so happy you guys are home. But look, it's going to be stressful for all of us. We know we're going to hit some rough patches. So let's agree now. This is our schedule. This is what we have planned. Do you guys want to do anything else that's not on this list? In other words, you have a plan, then you sit down with people, especially if they're your adult children, and decide that we're going to have a truce. We talked a few minutes ago about a truce with ourselves, that I'm going to commit myself not to do those sorts of things. And that should be something that that each family member agrees to.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The final piece in this preparation is setting very clear boundaries, you know,
mm-hmm.
identifying with your guests, in some ways before your guests get there, but certainly with
right.
your guests, where they're sleeping, when what they're driving, mm-hmm. what they have access to, what they don't have access to, when they're That's arriving, right. when they're leaving. You need to sort of set up some of those boundaries so that it's not indefinite. I was talking with somebody one day, and the guy was telling me that his mom is coming for the holidays. So that's great. I said, when is she getting there? And, I think sometime this weekend. So, okay, that's a little concerning. You don't know when. So that means you have to be prepared now because it could be anytime this weekend. I said, well, how long is she going to be here? I'm not sure. Well, she doesn't work. She doesn't have any other obligations or anything. So she's just coming with sort of
an
open ending there. Right. And That's not very settling. It's going to be very difficult.
It's already unsettling. I don't know this person, but I'll bet it's already started to unsettle him a little bit because they can't make plans.
Absolutely. Because he's like, I'm gonna have to go back to work, so she's gonna be there, how's all that gonna work out? So it really is important that you have those clear boundaries of mm-hmm. arrival, departure, where you're sleeping, where you have access to, what you don't have access to.
We had family members who would come from the West Coast mm-hmm. of the United States. And so they would like to leave there in the afternoon or early evening. It was convenient.
Right,
Well, you're arriving here at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Is somebody going to pick you up at the airport?
Right.
You know, and so you have to, let's be very specific about what's your arrival date and time.
Right.
And what is your departure date and time? Because if you want to leave from one of our airports at about 8 o'clock or at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you're going to hit horrendous rush hour.
Right.
And you could easily miss your plane. So let's plan this thing very carefully so you avoid those sorts of hiccups in your holiday trip. There are going to be other kinds of hiccups. So take control of all that you can control. And arrival and departure is one of those things that you can decide what it's going to look like.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Can't decide if the toilet's going to overflow, but you can decide what time you get here and when you leave.
You can decide if you want to make the toilet overflow.
Use that.
Just to help
to have an excuse.
End it a little bit earlier if you need to. Just throwing that out there.
We have a service that we can actually come to your house.
No, we don't. Take care of that. So now the other aspect of this that we need to talk about is, what if you're the guest?
That's right.
Guest has to do some preparation as well, because mm-hmm. you don't want to be that kind of guest who walks in and just sort of has the expectations that you're going to be cared for the next couple of days.
You're not entering the Marriott.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you can't act or expect that you're going to have maid service and room service.
Right. So there's a few things that we have to do have to suggest for the guest, so that it's, again, the best possible visit you can have.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
So the first thing is, as you said, you know, don't go and arrive at your family member's house or your friend's house and expect to be waited upon.
Taken care of. That's right.
You're mm-hmm. there. And you're living in the home, so you should contribute to the home, so that you should help clean up. You should be helping to prepare mm-hmm. things as much as the host wants you to, or is encouraging you to, or asking mm-hmm. you to. You should be involved in that stuff just as much as you would if it was at your house.
That's right. There's nothing. There are very few things more disconcerting than when someone guests arrive in your house, and they sort of unload everything mm-hmm. and their clothes and suitcases and and they just leave everything all over the house. Mm-hmm. You know, that's very disconcerting to most hosts.
Right.
Okay. So keep your stuff organized, keep it in your room, know what room is yours, and keep things, take care of your wet towels and take care of that stuff. But be a good guest.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And being a good guest also is sort of having some awareness that, you know what, my kids are going through something right now. They're going to be pretty challenging. They're mm-hmm. they're a bit of a handful. They need to have some quiet time. Right. It may be best for us to stay in a hotel.
Right.
It may be best for us to rent our own car so that we can travel and get places, just in case we have to get back home right away for something.
One of my favorites is when people have pets.
Right.
It's not okay to bring your pet into somebody else's house.
Right.
What if people are allergic? What if your pet isn't completely housebroken?
Yeah.
What if you're... So be mindful of these things.
Right.
Not every... You know, we love our dog, but not everybody loves dogs.
Exactly. And so there's a couple of different ways that can happen. And I know what you might be thinking. You say, well, I asked and they said it was okay. Well, of course they're going to say it's okay.
Right.
There's a very high likelihood that they're going to say it's okay, whether it is or isn't.
Right.
And so don't ask if it's okay. If the host says, make sure you bring your puppy, you know, we'd love to see her and have her hang out with our dog or, right. you know, have her hang out in the house. That's one thing. But if you say, hey, you know, we're trying to figure out what to do. We really don't want to board him. But, right. you know, do you mind if we bring, you know, Fido? And they say, well, okay, yeah, I guess that's okay.
Mm.
Sure, they agreed,
right.
but you're really putting them in a spot that's not...
Yeah, it's very difficult yeah. to say no.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right. If somebody doesn't offer for you to bring your dog, because I've had people bring 80 and 90 pound dogs
right.
with them. You know, I don't know how the dog fit in the car, had its own seat or something, because these are big animals.
Right.
Well, again, most houses may not be equipped to have an 80 or 90 pound dog in there.
Exactly.
So just because you love your dog doesn't mean that it's okay for that dog to travel. And if you want to, that's fine, but get your own place.
Right.
You know, if you need to have your dog, if nobody can separate and you can't find a border, because there are times when you, especially at holiday times, where they're booked, okay, mm-hmm. and you may have to bring your dog. Well, then you may have to stay in a hotel or a motel.
Right.
Because you can't impose the dog on your guest, on your host. If you ask, they're probably going to say yes, because they do want to see you, mm-hmm. and they'll tolerate the dog. But once again, it's going to create stress.
Right, right. And another thing that getting your own place or, you know, having some of those thoughts will help with is sometimes we just need our own quiet space.
Right.
Remember, the first thing that we talked about was preparing yourself. That's preparing yourself even if you're the guest. You right. know, if you're the type of person that goes for a jog every afternoon, if you, yeah. you know, only eat certain kinds of food, if you need to go to bed, mm-hmm. you know, if you are the type of person who likes to go to bed at, you know, 8 o'clock in the evening because you like to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning
right.
so that you can go for your run and everything, don't impose that expectation on your host. That
right.
may be another important reason to go to your, you know, stay at your own hotel or... You know, say get your own room somewhere.
That's right.
So that you can maintain your own personal hygiene.
When our children were young, the best trips, best vacations we had, no matter where we went, were when we got our own place, when
yeah.
we got our own hotel. Because then we could go back and take a shower and we could, the kids could play, they could wind down a
right.
little bit. They weren't getting under anybody's skin. And it just made the whole trip much easier.
Right. You yeah, know? Remember that oftentimes, you're visiting someone who you're not accustomed to visiting for
right.
extended
That's
periods
right.
of time.
Mm-hmm.
So spending 24 hours a day with someone mm-hmm. that you haven't seen in a while,
right.
it's going to get uncomfortable pretty quickly.
It does, yeah.
So again, just that's the reality of it. So
right.
so don't overextend yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you should do as a guest is make sure that you're practicing appreciation.
Right.
You know, you're in someone else's house, you're in someone else's space, you're using someone else's utilities and materials and environment in general. Be appreciative and encourage your children to be appreciative.
That's
teach
right.
teach them and show them what being appreciated and how to show appreciation, what it means.
That's right. Because again, the hosts have gone out of their way.
Right.
They've had to prepare the house for your visit. They're taking care of the house during your visit. And they're going to have a massive cleanup after your visit.
Right.
There's going to be laundry to do and cleaning to do and leftovers to deal with. So some host is putting in an enormous amount of effort. And all of us like to hear a thank you. All of us
right.
like to hear, I really appreciate it. You don't know how much this has meant to us. So practice appreciation. Do it liberally. Do it often.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure your children are doing the same thing.
Right.
Okay. It's a good learning experience for them.
And one way to demonstrate that is to restock. You know, just as an example, you know, when you're coming over for Christmas dinner,
mm-hmm.
Or you're coming over for Christmas and you're there for a couple of days, and the big thing is going to be this big Christmas dinner.
Right.
So everybody kind of contributes to that. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
However, you're also there for breakfast, which means that you're eating breakfast foods. You're also
right.
there for lunch and dinners on other days,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, isn't part of that Christmas
right.
dinner. So you need to make sure that you contribute in some way. Hey, I'm going to run up, let me run up to the grocery store and pick up a few things. I was going to get, you know, this and this. What do we need here at the house? Look around. What did you and your family consume while you were there and restock some of it?
That's right. Especially if you're bringing children or teenagers right. into the house, you know, a couple of teenagers can go through a box of cereal a day,
right.
you know, and a half a gallon of milk. Well, if your children are consuming, or you or your children are consuming these foods, you know that they're being consumed. Don't give that obligation to your host.
Right.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and even if you don't know what your host uses, you know what you're consuming. So mm-hmm. whether it's lunch meat or bread or milk or cereal, whatever it is, go to the store and replace that stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's the appreciative thing to do. You don't have to know all their habits, but you know what's leaving, you know what's being consumed.
Right.
So go to the store and replace that stuff. That would be appreciated by your hosts.
Right. One of the things we used to do when we would go over to relatives' houses and stay for, if we're going to stay for a couple of days, is as we're coming in to town and
right.
their place, we would go by the grocery store and pick up a few things that we know that we would eat that we have that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there's other things that we consume while we're there, then we would try to restock it. So
that's right. My mother used to say, knock with your knees. Because your arms are full before you go into somebody else's house. She said, knock with your knees.
That confused me for a few minutes.
But it's a good idea.
Now
right?
I got it.
It's a great tradition. Knock with your knees.
That's right. So as we're coming into this last week before the holidays really hit mm-hmm. in reality.
That's not, right.
That is, the preparations is are it? About over.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're,
yeah,
we're
still in the preparatory mode.
Right. We're a week away. And mm-hmm. so use this time to make sure that you prepare yourself for these visitors. You want this time to be joyous. You want this time to be right. exciting, fun, and again, enjoyable. So make sure that you prepare yourself so that it
that's
can
right.
be.
Plan, and be considerate.
And that's probably, you know, if we look back over the last year,
right.
this is the Mental Breakdown podcast number 117. Hmm. We've done 70 mental breakdown morning show podcasts. Mm-hmm. One of the, if there's any recurring theme throughout all of the things that we've talked about, the recurring theme is prepare, plan
right.
and prepare,
because right.
you have to anticipate. You have to do the best you can to anticipate as much as you can,
mm-hmm.
because when you do that, even if something surprising happens, all the other stuff is taken care of.
That's right. Anything that you can control, try to control it.
Right.
You know, whether it's your schedule, your exercise routine, your bedtime, whatever you can control, because the other things are going to happen.
Right.
And so now everything else is in order. So when those inevitable hiccups occur, you're able to manage them.
Exactly. So that's the end of this podcast, I think. Anything else we got to add?
We have one more this year, right?
Yeah, we got a little bit more to go.
More. Okay.
Well, the next one is going to be Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. That's right. It's mm-hmm. on a Sunday this year, isn't
Christmas
it?
Christmas is on a Sunday.
Christmas is on a Sunday. Okay.
So we have another full week, and then the week after that, the next weekend is New Year's.
New Year's. Oh.
So have a fantastic weekend. Enjoy your week. Enjoy your time together. Plan. Make sure that you're prepared so that you can make the most of your time with your family,
mm-hmm.
your time for the holidays, and so that you can just enjoy yourself instead of stressing and being
that's
overwhelmed
right.
and working the whole time.
Throughout the year, we've said use your weekends to clean up mm-hmm. the messes from the previous week, but to plan, prepare
right.
for the following week. And again, we've said before, make a decision about one thing that you're really going to do
right.
next week.
Right.
So tomorrow, as you look into the next week, make a decision about one or two things that you are really going to get accomplished. I know I have my list would be to return. We're going to return to the book revision.
Right.
That's going to happen
right.
next week. And so prepare, make a list, a couple of items that you really are going
mm-hmm.
to commit yourself to accomplishing next week.
Absolutely.
So use the weekend well.
Yes. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. You guys have a great time.
Yeah.
Be happy. And we'll see you for another fantastic episode. All right. So until next week, I'm Dr. Bernie.
I'm Dr. Richard.
Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.